Fulton Town Council yesterday voted in favor of becoming the host community for the Pan Am Velodrome, dashing the hopes of Hamilton cyclist supporters lobbying for the indoor cycling track. And to talk more about this, let's head up to the town of Milton. Mike Cluett is with us, Ward 6 councillor, and he's with us now. Good afternoon, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you?
Good, thanks. So obviously, people in Milton are pretty happy this morning.
I think a good majority of people are happy. Over the last several weeks of this process, it's been a long process and rather quick. We've received a lot of input from Miltonians as to what they want to have in this facility. There was a little bit of misconception that it was a cycling facility only, and with our business plan and working with staff, we wanted to ensure Miltonians that the facility that we're putting some the town dollars behind is a multi-purpose facility and that can be used and utilized by the community after the Toronto 2015 Pan Am Games.
And what did you guys see that Hamilton didn't?
That's a hard thing to do. We enlisted in a lot of help, soliciting fundraising help from the private sector. Without our private sector partners, we would not have been able to get this job done. Mattamy Homes has pledged $7 million for the facility itself, plus $2 million for naming rights. So there's $9 million right there. We've had talks with people, the CEO and president of TD Canada Trust, Tim Hockey, who's an avid cyclist himself, pledging support for a fundraising effort to help raise the other much-needed funds to go towards the facility.
And what did the citizens say? What did the town say? What were their thoughts both at the beginning of this whole process and then finally you guys confident enough to give the thumbs up? What was in it for them? What did they see for themselves?
Well, what they see for themselves is a facility that can be utilized by the community well after the Pan Am Games are done and finished. We see having the Pan Am Games come to Milton as a potential boost to our economy when it comes to tourism. As you know very well, Milton is one of the fastest-growing municipalities in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 2003, when I called Milton home, we were only at 40,000. We're well over 90,000 now. And by the year 2031, we're projected to be 235,000. So there's a lot of growth that has to happen in Milton. The residential growth is well underway, as you can tell by our population. Our council, one of our main goals is to focus on bringing business to Milton, to tell these companies that we're open for business, that Milton delivers. And this is, I think, one way. It's like a set of dominoes. You know, knocking one down will set a whole bunch more of a business growth, much-needed business growth, to bring jobs to the Milton area.
Were there many naysayers that said, you know what, this facility is too expensive and just doesn't relate to what we're doing or, you know, what we're into as far as cycling? Obviously, you expressed that it would be a multi-purpose, but anybody on that side?
Yeah, there were several people. excuse me, myself and one of the other regional councillors, Colin Best, last Thursday held a public information session, which was well attended by Miltonians. It was on very short notice. And we received a number of comments, both pro and con. Many people thinking that we should be focusing on, you know, our hospital expansion. And we were trying to explain to them, you know, this $3.8 million was collected through development charges, so it's not off the tax bill. And by law, we can't allocate it to anything else. So it was going to go towards a recreational facility in that area. So we thought, you know, why not take that $3.8 million that we were going to build a facility with anyways for the community and put it into the velodrome and the whole facility as a whole, focusing in on the multi-purpose aspect of it so that way it could be used well after the 2015 games are gone.
Great idea. So obviously you guys are using this as a springboard to get your city on the map.
Well, you know, the city is on the map, as you would say. We're still a town in many aspects, but the Milton Education Village, of which when the velodrome is located on, we're trying to kickstart that development as well. Laurier University is working hard with the provincial government to get an approval to expand a satellite campus in Milton, which will bring, you know, much-needed post-secondary spaces for students. And with that development going forward from the velodrome to the Milton Education Village to the Boyne Survey, which is probably going to bring another 70,000 people to Milton, and our Dairy Green Corporate Business Park, like I said, it's that domino effect that's going to let businesses know that we're ready and ready to go, and we want some jobs created here in Milton.
Break down the cost for us, how you at least know them at this point. How much contributed by the city, and where do you see all that going?
Well, the $3.8 million of development charges that we were going to put forward in a recreational facility in
right.
the area, that's what we're putting forward as ourselves.
Right.
The total commitment is about $19.8 million. And as I mentioned, Mattamy Homes and their involvement, CEO Peter Gilgan, who is an avid cyclist.
So you got a lot of private help with this.
A lot of private help. And as I mentioned, and I know Mayor Krantz has said it on many occasions as well, you know, if we didn't have the cooperation of the private sector and these groups creating these fundraising goals to help us move forward to this, the job wouldn't have been able to get done. So full credit goes to, you know, our staff for moving forward in a very short notice and getting everything put together. But big kudos goes to our business community, showing that they want to help create Milton as the place to be.
Obviously, you had lots of private investment here, which is great. What is the city doing? What did they do to try to get these guys on board? In other words, how did you raise this money? Because at the end of the day, it's costing you guys 3.8, and the rest is coming through these other options. So how did you have a plan in place for when this sort of thing is needed, or were there people just looking for this type of thing? How did that come about?
Well, these companies, Mattamy Homes has done substantial amount of development in Milton over the last 10 years. You know, it's hard to throw a stone in this town to not see a Mattamy Home
mm-hmm.
development. And
they're nice.
They're fantastic homes.
Yeah.
I live in one myself. And they see the potential of growth. They see the potential of opportunity in this town. We have a lot of people here in the region of Halton, especially here in Milton, who travel outside of our region to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're along the 401, we're along the QEW, and they, you know, we're trying to tell them, you know, for companies, you know, locate your businesses here, give employment opportunities for people in this region. You know, that means less cars on the highway, and just imagine if, you know, you can throw out a number. Imagine if you take 5,000 cars off the road on the 401 during
yeah.
rush hour,
yeah.
what kind of an impact that could be. And that's the potential that we see here, you know, people to live, work, and play and learn here in the town of Milton.
Well, Mike, you got a lot of people here in Hamilton very envious of you guys today, but congratulations. Mike Kluwit been with us, Ward 6 Councillor, Town of Milton, and they voted last night 9-2, confirming their commitment to the Pan Am Games Velodrome. Congratulations, Mike.
Thank you very much. And to answer your poll question, yes, the 62% of people are liars.
Well, you know, we were talking about this in the newsroom. I think it's replaced the magazine and the newspaper.
Yeah, it's either my BlackBerry or my playbook. So,
well, it all started with a conversation that stemmed from the Las Vegas gadget show that just finished up a few weeks ago, and I think it was Nokia had introduced a new phone which would last submerged for 30 minutes, and everybody was saying, "Well, why would you need that?" And apparently, it's because 30% of the people use it while they're in the loo.
Exactly.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.